Recording.
Okay. Good evening. This is Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board, and I'm convening this continuation meeting to order. It is April 3rd, 2020. The time now is 8:09 p.m. Eastern Time. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll?
Yes. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Okay. Chris Corey, KPFA listener. Vanessa Briggs, Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener.
Present.
Good. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Right. Dan Goodman, KPFK listener.
Here.
Okay. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Okay. Wally James, KPFT staff. Lane Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Okay. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Okay. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Sandra Rollins, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener.
Here.
Okay. Sean Rose, WBAI staff.
Here.
Did you say here, Sean?
Here.
Okay. Eileen Rosin, WPFW listener.
I'm here.
Good. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
I am not the woodpecker, but I am here.
Chris Corey is here.
Okay. Thank you, Chris. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener.
Present.
Okay. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener.
I'm here.
Okay. Aki Tanaka, KPFA listener.
Here.
All right. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Here.
Okay. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener. Okay. I just have the only people who are not here are Wally James, KPFT staff, and Tom Voorhees. Oh, Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener. Are you here? Or Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener? Okay. We have 19 members present, Mr. Chair. And also, Lydia, I don't believe, is on the call. John Tatum, are you here?
He's here.
Otis. Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. Know Otis McClay is here. All right. There you go. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. This is a continuation meeting, and we are going to resume at the point where we left off on the agenda that we had already adopted yesterday. And
Mr. Chair,
at that point, yes.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry to interrupt. Pardon me, but Lawrence pointed out to me between the meetings that we need to make an announcement of the report out from the closed session, as soon as I can find it.
Okay.
I just sent it out. That is, yesterday in closed session, the PNB consulted with several attorneys about several legal issues.
Okay. Thank you for that report out. Okay, so the item that we were about to begin was the committee, ad hoc committees, reconstituting ad hoc committees for 2020. And I would like to begin by a motion for the strategic planning committee. And allow me to read that motion.
Mr. Chair, Paulina, may I be recognized?
Yes, Colina?
Yeah. Do we have timekeepers tonight? Because I was timekeeper during last night's session. But currently, I am in my car. I might have trouble keeping time for each agenda item.
Oh, well, yeah, thank you for reminding me, Paulina. Do we have any volunteers to be the timekeepers? We need somebody for the topics and somebody else for the people. Any volunteers?
Dwayne, I'll keep time for the topic. I was last night the people, but I can't do both, obviously.
Right. Okay. So you'll be the timekeeper for topic. Do we have a volunteer for people? It just means you have to check that everybody does not go over their 90-second allotment. Anybody?
Chair, this is Lawrence Quill.
Lawrence, will you be able to do that?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Great, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to where we were. I'd like to read the motion for the Strategic Planning Committee, and then I would like to offer an amendment after I read the motion. This is the motion. Be it resolved that the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board that was established in 2018 be continued for the remainder of the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this committee is to coordinate all efforts to develop a comprehensive strategic plan in cooperation with the Executive Director and the Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica, as well as other P&D committees. The goal of the strategic plan is to place Pacifica on a firm financial footing by establishing a schedule and plan for the payment of debts, for meeting ongoing operational expenses, and for investing in the future. This will require a comprehensive approach that includes but is not limited to an assessment of the overall financial picture of the Pacifica network and each of its units, an assessment of programming content and how it could be improved, a review of business operations, a review of governance structure, a review of development, marketing and outreach, integration of broadcast radio technology with new forms of communication, a review of the affiliates program, broadcast radio technology with new forms, integration of broadcast radio technology and new forms of communication, partnerships with other nonprofits and a similar mission, and developing new revenue streams. The membership of the Strategic Planning Committee shall be constituted as follows: one director from each listening area to be elected by the full PNB in an IRV election, one director representing the affiliates to be elected by the full PNB in an IRV election, the chair of the PNB, vice chair, and secretary are members of this committee. In addition, the interim executive director is a full member of the committee. I don't know if I'd call it an amendment. It's a change to the written version of this motion. And that is where it currently says one director representing the affiliates to be elected by the full PNB in an IRV election. I would like that wording replaced with two directors representing the affiliates. So that's the draft. That's the text I would like to introduce, and I would like to have a second for that motion.
Robin will second that with that good change.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Collier. Okay, the floor is open for discussion. I'll take a stack.
Vanessa to the stack.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, thank you, Tom. Anybody else want to be on the stack? Okay, go ahead, Vanessa.
Okay, so what I wanted to do, if none of my more experienced colleagues from PFW are interested in that committee, I would like to be on that committee. However, Eileen and I had not talked. Both of us, I think, were interested
in
government.
Hold on, Vanessa. We're discussing the motion for the committee. Nominations for committee membership will come later.
Okay, I'm sorry. My apology.
It's actually a separate agenda item.
Okay.
Ron does that.
Ron?
Yes.
Go ahead, Ron.
That's a very broad mandate. That's a lot of stuff on the plate. Can such a small group pull all that together? I mean, I'm all those things that you mentioned in there were our needs, and I don't have an answer, but that just sounds like an extremely broad mandate. I just don't know if the group can handle, that, or such a small group can handle that. I'm listening.
Request Dwayne.
Well, we're here for the discussion.
Okay.
Do I have time?
Yeah, I'm done. Yes.
Okay, Paulina. Anybody else want to be on the stack?
Dwayne requests for information.
What is your request for information, Dwayne?
Mr. Chair, I'm begging the understanding from the member who just spoken. Is he submitting a motion to divide the motion?
No.
No, he was just asking a question as far as I can tell.
No motion.
Okay. Dwayne to the stack after Paulina.
Okay, Paulina.
Yes, Mr. Chair, could you motivate the change or amendment to the current motion being considered, the motion on the floor? What's the reason for changing from one affiliate to two affiliates?
Simply the fact that we don't have very many committees that are available to the affiliate directors, and I believe there may be a willingness on the part of both affiliate directors to be on this committee. And we have the precedent that was the composition of the strategic planning committee previously.
Very brief reply, if I may, 15 seconds.
Sure.
I'm not at all opposed to it, but I'm wondering from the other members who might be opposed, I wonder what the opposition would be. It sounds very reasonable to me.
Okay. I think Dwayne wanted to be on the spec.
Yes, thank you. Now, on the face of it, and almost an instant thought would be that it would not be consistent, even though it was done before. But I'm not going to stand in the way because I do support expanding. I've always argued that more eyes, more commitment, more people committed to a case other people believe is too many can get convoluted and chalked down. But, you know, just making the statement that there are two affiliate directors and there are four station directors. And so the 2-to-1 ratio probably fits, but I'm not going to vote against the motion because I believe that it's perfectly fine to include the two affiliate directors, especially if their intent is to contribute and give the time, effort, energy, and resources to actually move the foundation forward. So I just wanted to say that it would not be unreasonable to have the 2-to-1 ratio, but since the chair has, in his wisdom, brought forth this and it appears that Robin is excited about the opportunity to serve, I won't stand in the way.
Okay,
Robin to the stack, if may.
Okay, Robin, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I point out there's also the chair, the vice chair, the secretary, and the executive director is also on this committee, so it's not really 2-to-1. The affiliates are 220 stations reaching
exactly
2.3 million people, and this year we actually formed the association affiliates to try to get more participation from the affiliate stations, and so I think it's very promising to have to really consider the potential of how the affiliates can make Pacific a bigger network, more noticeable, and I appreciate that you put both of us possibly on there, and I certainly am willing to serve, and I think Heather probably is too.
Any further discussion? How much time do we have left for this agenda item?
There was no portion of time for the agenda item.
Let me check on the agenda.
I'm looking at the agenda.
It doesn't seem to have any time associated with it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
that's what
that's
I just
a
said.
Mistake.
Okay.
Request for information.
Okay. Yes, Nancy.
You were just discussing the number of the affiliate directors on this committee. And is there an amendment to this motion that was sent around last night? In last night's agenda, is it reason out director representing the affiliate?
I just read the amendment out loud. I did not send out. I'm not sure I would properly call it an amendment, since it is first being presented. It's simply a change to the wording that was
okay.
in the draft agenda. So it's strictly speaking, it's not really an amendment. It's just a reformulation that was in the written version of the draft agenda.
Okay. So
let me just check with Mr. Tatum if that's correct. Mr. Tatum?
Yes. The original language has not been approved or seconded. So, therefore, if you add this change, it could just as well be considered the original because it still needs to be seconded.
That was my thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, we didn't get a second on this yet?
No, I seconded
it. This is great. I second the entire motion with the inclusion of two directors representing the affiliates.
Okay, is there any further discussion?
Thanks for the clarification.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Tatum. Yes.
Just for future reference, whenever a motion is on the floor and the chair allows discussion on the motion, Roberts calls that an assumed second, which means that it has been seconded, but thanks, Grace, anyway.
Just for, I thought it had been seconded.
I was the first one to second it. Robin was.
Okay. Let the record show that Mr. Collier seconded the motion. Okay. Is there any further discussion? If not, we can go to a vote on this. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion?
Well, Tom just got on the call. I have not heard the motion. Somebody read motion, it?
It's a kind of a long motion. I don't really want to read it again. It's in your agenda. It's the motion on the Strategic Planning Committee with one slight change from the original wording that you have, and that change is that where it says one director representing the affiliates to be elected by the full PNB in an IRB election, that wording should be replaced with two affiliate directors. And there is no requirement for an election in that case as well. Okay. So is there any, let me ask one more time. Is there any objection to this motion? Okay. Seeing no objection, the motion is approved. The next motion is to reconstitute the Personnel Committee. This is the motion. Be it resolved that the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board shall, and whoever that was, mute themselves. Be it resolved that the Pacifica that the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Board shall be continued for the remainder of the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this committee is to initiate a search for and make recommendations to the PNB to fill the positions of Executive Director and Chief Financial Officer. The Personnel Committee is also responsible for providing regular reviews of the performance of the Executive Director or Interim Executive Director and the Chief Financial Officer or Interim Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica. Performance reviews will be done on a regular basis and forwarded to the Pacifica National Board with recommendations for proposed actions and further consideration by the PNB. The composition of the Personnel Committee shall be as follows. One director from each listening area to be elected by the full PNB in an IRB election. One director representing the affiliates to be elected by the full PNB in an IRB election, and the chair of the PNB, vice chair, and secretary are also members of the committee. That's the motion. Can we have a second?
Lawrence, may I be recognized?
Yes, Lawrence.
I second the motion.
Okay, the floor is open for discussion.
This is Eileen. I have a question.
Dan Goodman.
Eileen had a request for information. What is your request?
Not really. I'm sorry. It's sort of a question, sort of a comment. And it's probably, I have heard some conversations having to do with staff benefits. And I'm wondering if the Personnel Committee is the place for those to be discussed as well, or would that be on the Finance Committee since it largely involves the cost of those benefits?
That would not be the Personnel Committee. That would be either the Finance Committee or the Strategic Planning Committee.
Okay, thank you.
Jan Goodman, point of information.
What is your point of information, your request for information, Ms. Goodman?
A request for information, yes. My request for information is to just verify that the the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary are going to be full voting members of the personnel committee. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And with regard to staff benefits, that question that just came
mm-hmm.
up.
Yeah.
Normally, according to our bylaws, that would just be under the purview of the executive director. It would not be something that the our committee should be having to deal with.
That is not correct, Ms. Goodman. We had we passed a motion on the PNB not too long ago that all negotiated agreements with unions, and that includes staff benefits, be sent to the full PNB for a final review.
Oh, okay. So does that mean that we're involved?
But anyway, it's off the topic about this motion. I'm just giving you that.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
fine.
For information. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Is there any discussion? Who wants to be on the stack? Okay, then let's go to a vote. Are there any objections to this motion? Okay, seeing no objections, the motion is approved. The next item is a development task force. Let me read that. Be it resolved that a development task force of the Pacifica National Board shall be established for the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this task force is to assist the management of the Pacifica Foundation in raising funds and report back to the PNB as to its progress. Membership in this task force is voluntary and open to anyone who wishes to contribute to it. It shall be convened by a director of the Pacifica Foundation in the first half of April 2020. The motion. Do we have a second?
Paulina, second.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be recognized for an amendment.
Okay, Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So, I, as well as fundraising, I would like to see in that motion that it will people raise, for lack of a better word. Try to attract new listeners and increase membership. That's it. Increase membership as well. Okay, that's it.
Do you want to send us a wording of your proposed amendment?
I will. I'll do it right now.
Okay. Do we have a second for this amendment?
Point of information.
Yes.
What's the name of this committee that you just mentioned?
Development Task Force. It's not a committee. It's a task force, which means it has a looser structure. It doesn't have all the formality of a committee.
Thank you.
This is James.
James?
I second.
You're seconding Lawrence's amendment. Lawrence, can you...
No. I'm sorry. I thought I was seconding the original.
We already have a second.
I apologize. Please withdraw that.
This is Dwayne.
Madam Secretary, did we have a second on that amendment? When I read it, I thought we did.
Yeah, I thought Paulina. Didn't Paulina second it?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, so the floor is open for discussion of, did we get a second for Lawrence's amendment, actually? Let me go back to that one.
I asked to be recognized.
Okay, Dwayne?
Our amendment.
I didn't catch it. Did you say you're seconding the amendment?
Second Lawrence Amendment.
Okay.
Point of personal privilege, Chair, Mr. Secretary.
Madam Secretary, yes, what is it?
Can Lawrence please read his amendment?
And that's what I was about to ask. Yeah. Lawrence?
Sorry about that, I was on mute. So in including, as well as fundraising, the development committee should be tasked in strategizing to find ways of, to increase membership. And I'm about to send that to you.
Okay. Is everybody clear as to this amendment?
I request for information on that amendment.
What is your request for
because
information?
Because to increase membership wouldn't they have to be coordinating with programming? Because we assume that that's a big part of increasing the membership. Development is not only fundraising, but it's also, you know, establishing relationships with the donors and outreach and things like that. So we can leave, I think, the definition of development, you know, pretty sparse like that. But, I mean, the definition of the task force. But I just wanted to point out that to increase membership implies coordination with other committees. Isn't that implicit in all of the committees?
If you're asking me,
off topic.
If that's a question for me.
Sorry, I was ruminating. Just that it seems like it would be implicit that there would be coordination among committees when needed and appropriate. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any further discussion on this the amendment?
Nancy.
Nancy, go ahead. You have the floor.
I think that increasing membership, putting that into the motion, doesn't make it the sole task of the development task force. It doesn't preclude it from being a goal of other committees. Because I could foresee that the development committee, if it has outreach, if it's doing outreach, it might have events, and it might, at those events, increase membership by people that attend the events.
Lawrence, to this fact.
Have anything to do with programming. So I think, I mean, I'm speaking in favor of having the amendment.
Lawrence, to this fact, Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, I could just briefly address the concern of the colleagues in regards to programming. Programming is, I think, one of the the inherent products of programming is to increase listenership. And I don't see any problem with any other committee, whether it be outreach, development, or strategic planning and focusing in on increasing membership as well. I think all hands are on deck right now. We are in a global public health crisis right now. And I think we need to turn every stone and shake every bush that we can to increase our membership. That'll lead to sustainability. Thank you.
Okay.
Can we call the question on this?
Ask out to be recognized for that purpose.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, please ask to be recognized. Dwayne?
Question.
Dwayne, do you have a question?
I call for the vote.
Okay. I didn't hear anybody else who wanted to speak anyway, so. Let's go to a vote on this. Are there any objections to the amendment, to Lawrence's amendment to the motion on the development task force?
Okay. Where is it?
Lawrence, do you want to read your amendment again? Lawrence? Lawrence, can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I was reading while I was on mute.
Okay.
And I'm doing everything from my phone, so bear with me. Because I'm multitasking. Go ahead, Nancy. You want to interrupt me?
If you already written it, that's okay. I was just going to suggest simplifying it and saying that it could the amendment could be in raising funds and increasing membership.
Okay, I like that. That's simpler.
Okay, so you're offering an amendment to Lawrence's amendment.
A substitute to Lawrence's amendment.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Okay, I'll just.
Is there a second?
Second it.
Okay.
Yeah, Paulina will second.
Okay, I think I heard Ron first. Okay, so we have to now have a discussion on the amendment to the amendment. Is there any discussion? Nancy, would you like to read your amendment just to clarify what it is?
Yes. So instead of saying the mandate of this task force is to assist the management of the Pacifica Foundation in raising funds and report back to the PNB as to its progress, it will say the mandate of this task force is to assist the management of Pacifica Foundation in raising funds and increasing membership and report back to the PNB as to its progress.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment to Lawrence's amendment? It's actually a substitute for Lawrence's amendment. Okay, seeing no discussion, let's go to a vote. Are there any objections? Okay, so this now replaces Lawrence's amendment. And now we have to vote on whether the amendment is the main motion. Let me rephrase that. I'm getting confused, Mr. Chair. Are we voting now on the amendment, or are we voting on the main motion as amended?
Point of order, Chair. Hold on.
I have a question for the parliamentarian.
To save time, I think the board should vote on the main motion as amended.
Okay, thank you. So we're voting on the main motion as amended. Lawrence, did you have another question before we...
No, I was going to ask the parliamentarian too. I'm good.
Okay. Are there any objections to the main motion as amended? Okay. Seeing no objections, the main motion as amended is approved. The next item is a motion on the affiliates task force. And let me read it. Be it resolved that the affiliates task force of the Pacifica National Board shall be established for the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this task force is to work with the affiliates and the stations of the Pacifica Foundation to improve and strengthen the affiliates program. Membership in this task force is voluntary and open to anyone who wishes to contribute to it. It shall be convened by an affiliate director of the Pacifica Foundation in the first half of April 2020. That's the motion. Do we have a second?
Robin will second it.
Okay. Floor is open for discussion. Anybody?
Yes, Paulina with a question.
Paulina, go ahead.
Would this be a task for... is there a limit as to the number of participants, or how would this work?
There is no limit to the number of participants. It The way it works is just people sign up if they want to be on it.
And is there a minimum number of participants, or can it be a task force of one person or two people?
Well, I suppose to be a task force, it should be more than one person, but there's no other limit.
Dwayne, to
Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. So the other thing is that I think that one of the things we forgot to mention is that our listeners, LSP members, could also volunteer to be on the task force.
Well, it says anyone, so I think that includes listeners and LSP members. This is traditionally we've always had an affiliates task force. It's over the years, it's taken on different configurations. I think for a while we had an affiliates committee with its different membership rules, but most of the time, is my recollection, we've simply had an affiliates task force with a voluntary membership.
Robin, to the stack.
Robin, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, we almost got this going last year, but because of all the uproar of the bylaws and everything that happened last year, we just put it on hold. And so hopefully this year we can do much more work on it. And then again, hopefully work with the Association of Affiliates, which is in the final stage of getting our 501c3, and it can be a good way to bridge the communication with affiliates. So I think it could be a good.
Actually, Mr. Chair, I was on the stack before Robin, but that's okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. Dwayne, go ahead.
Well, I'm glad that I allowed him to speak his word, because I'm calling the question. And just to make the point that it means anyone, that means non-members as well, as it is written.
That's correct.
Point of information.
I've called.
Hold on. Goodman has a point of request for information. What is your request for information, Ms. Goodman?
My request for information, does that mean that just any old body, and doesn't have to be a member of the PNB or the LSB, can just become a member of the task force? Is that what we were just informed?
Yes, I think this is like the second or third time I've repeated this. Yes, that's what it means.
Okay. Thank you.
Tom, for the stack.
Okay,
Alex,
well, the question.
Heather, I'd like to be on the stack as well. I'm sorry.
What exactly does call the question mean?
People still want to talk. You asked for a calling of the question, then we have to take a vote calling the question. Traditionally, I believe we had a rule that you have to get at least 40% in order to call the question, but let me check with Mr. Tatum on that.
It is a two-thirds vote, but it also has to be seconded, and it trumps any further discussion. No further discussion.
Well, Mr. Chair, there are others who want to speak out. I don't call
it. The motion wasn't seconded anyway. It wasn't seconded.
Okay, the motion wasn't seconded, so I believe that was Tom and Heather. So, Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to see it amended that you would have to at least be a Pacifica member.
A member of Pacifica. Okay.
Robin, to the
So we have a second for this amendment. You understand, Tom, that would exclude, that may exclude people who are involved with the affiliates who are not part of Pacifica.
Okay, I take my amendment back then.
Okay,
maybe
it wasn't
you could
second
add
today.
To it. make
okay,
it.
Okay, Robin, you wanted to say something?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to point out. I mean, anyone that wants to take the time, you know, it's hard to get members of a task force like this. So I don't think we're going to have a problem with too many people joining it. If they want to be involved, we'll figure out a way to involve them. And Heather, I think, will say the same thing.
Okay, Heather, you have the floor.
Absolutely. I'm just appreciative of the existence of the task force. I've been involved in it in the past as well. It's just wonderful. So I'm appreciative. Thank you. So, and it does provide the opportunity for people to come together, absolutely, and discuss strategies and where to go from here kind of thing. It's wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? Okay,
Nancy?
Then let's go. Oh, Nancy, go ahead.
I'm just wondering, I'm looking at the mandate again, and I'm wondering, would there be interest in also saying, like, some sort of a relationship between the foundation and the affiliates that also involves affiliate programming, being offered by the affiliates to Pacifica, and as well, I guess, because it already goes the other way. Would there be, if there's interest in having that included in the mandate, then I would offer an amendment, but not if you think it's already included.
Robert,
well, yeah, let me just explain. The mandate is very open. Basically, it simply deals with strengthening the ties between the Pacifica and the affiliates, and that could involve many different kinds of activities. So if you want to start listing them, you begin to limit the scope of the task force.
I was wondering if you want to say something like improve and strengthen the affiliates program and Pacifica.
Call the vote.
I was speaking.
Hold on. That's correct. Nancy, go ahead, finish. Are you finished?
Would you want to say to make that explicit to improve and strengthen the affiliate program and the Pacifica Foundation as an amendment?
It's up to you if you wish to offer an amendment.
I'm wondering, I know, because I'm just asking the people that would be doing this, is that something they would like in the mandate?
Robin, to the staff to answer that.
Okay, Robin.
Well, just to point out, Pacifica can pick up any of the affiliates programs that are posted on audio boards. There's hundreds of every week, so it's already happening, basically.
But, I mean, you might want to have something to encourage that people.
Can we not have cross talk?
I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, timekeeper.
What?
As a point of information.
All right, I'm dropping. Thank you for answering my question. No further comment or action I'm going to offer. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Tom, what is your point, your request for information?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that programming actually goes both ways at this time, although it's much heavier from Pacifica towards the affiliates rather than programming coming back from affiliates to Pacifica, but it has existed that way in the past.
Okay. Can we move to a vote on this issue? Are there any objections to the motion to create the Affiliates Task Force for 2020? Seeing no objections, the motion is approved.
Mr. Chair,
Dwayne, what is it?
I wanted to point out that while these last two items had no apportioned time set, we spent all of 28 minutes on this last item, and we've only apportioned 15 minutes for what's actually going to take 30 minutes in this next item. Just wanted to make that observation.
Okay, thank you. The next item is Technology Task Force. Let me read the motion. Be it resolved that a Technology Task Force of the Pacifica National Board shall be established for the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this task force is to assist the management of the Pacifica Foundation in using the technology available to strengthen the reach of the Pacifica Foundation and integrate the broadcast radio technology we now have with other media platforms. Membership in this task force is voluntary and open to anyone who wishes to contribute to it. It shall be convened by a director of the Pacifica Foundation in the first half of April 2020. That's the motion. We have a second.
Tom seconds.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Polina, so this is Eileen.
I think I heard Polina. Anybody else?
Well, no, you heard Eileen. That was first. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Polina?
Okay,
yeah, Eileen, then Polina. Uh-huh.
Then Polina. Okay.
Yes. Can I? Shall I go?
Go ahead, Eileen.
It's kind of a question. I'm wondering, when we talk about using the technology available, et cetera, and then integrate the broadcast radio technology, it's not clear to me if when we first talk about the technology available, are we only talking about broadcast radio technology, or are we talking about all the other things, like, for example, our communications, like Maestro, or our phone systems, or anything else that's, you know, in that area of IT or, yeah, generally IT technology and software?
It's not stated in the motion. You're welcome to submit an amendment.
Well, I'm wondering what is the thinking of whoever wrote this?
For this fact.
Okay. The thinking. Well, I wrote it, and my thinking was simply that we have a group that tries to figure out how to best use the technology that we don't yet have and that we could use.
Right, but the way it's written, it kind of is first vague and then just mentions broadcast radio technology. So I think...
You want to offer an amendment?
Yeah, it'll take me a second, but I'd like to do that. But I'd also like to hear what the other people on the stack have to say.
Okay, Polina, then Tom.
Yes, thank you. I'm wondering how membership in this task force will be announced, meaning if it's open to anybody, will it be advertised on the airwaves of each sister station and affiliate? Are we going to put out a message on our personal list? You know, I'm wondering if that... to the author of the motion, obviously, how that would be worked out, or if that's part of once the task force is convened, you guys will decide, or we will decide.
Well, generally, when we create a task force on the national board, we let all the local station boards know about it. And we ask for volunteers from the local station boards at their meetings, and the meetings will include people who are both members of the local station board and are participants in the meeting who are not members of the local station board. It could certainly be advertised in other ways, but that's kind of traditionally the way we've done it. But there's nothing restricting anyone. There's nothing restricting us from advertising it on the Pacifica website or on the various websites of the different stations and so on. And we have done that in the past as well.
Great. Thank you so much. That's perfect.
Okay. Tom, you wanted to be on the stack?
Yeah. Up until last year, this task force has been dormant myself and Jim Dingman got it going this last year, and we have been discussing just about everything that applies to Pacifica radio stations and affiliates also. We've covered video and streaming and a number of other things. And what we would like to do, although a proposal did come out of it, which was directed at KPFA, not entirely towards the whole network, that has not gone anywhere so far, but the intent, as far as I'm concerned, is to cover everything technical within Pacifica. That's all I had to say.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite grasp that. I'm sorry, I was writing. Could somebody summarize that or repeat that, Tom?
Yeah,
Tom, everything
technical within Pacifica, including streaming and video.
Okay, Eileen, are you ready with your amendment?
Yeah, I think so. And I think there were just about energy related issues that arise. It just incorporates some new language. Shall I just read it? The mandate of this task force is to assist the management of the Pacifica Foundation in using the technology available, whether hardware or software, to strengthen the reach of the Pacifica Foundation to update and modernize operations and communications, to integrate the broadcast radio technology we now have with other media platforms, and any other technology-related issues that might arise. Does that work?
Okay. Does that amendment have a second?
Second, Lawrence.
Lawrence seconds that amendment.
Okay. Who should I send this to?
Send it to Grace.
Okay, right.
Secretary@Pacifica.com.
All right.
Or .org.
Also, the PNB.
It's a little clumsy.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
Are we going to see it in writing?
Yeah, I'll send it now. It's a little
clumsy.
Should
be on its way.
Okay.
So let me ask again, is there any discussion on the amendment? Okay, seeing no discussion, let's go to a vote. Are there any objections to this amendment?
PNB.
Okay.
Board.
Okay. Eileen, could you mute yourself while you do that?
Sorry, to mutter.
Okay, seeing no objections, the amendment is approved. And now we go to the main motion as amended. Does somebody want me to read the main motion as amended? Okay, then we don't have to. We can.
Still waiting.
Hello? I didn't hear that. Who is that?
Here it is. It's here now.
Okay. Is there any objection to the main motion as amended? Okay. Hearing no objection, the main motion as amended is approved. And before we finish this item, we need to select conveners for each of these committees and task forces. I will convene the Strategic Planning Committee, since I was the chair of that committee. Personnel Committee, I guess it should be one of the officers to convene that. Duane, would you like to do the honor?
Yes.
We don't know who else is going to be on the committee yet, but we do know the officers will be on it. So,
request for information, Mr. Chair,
what is your,
Paulina.
What is your request for information, Paulina?
Will the voting process to vote in members to the
that's the next item on that, next item on the agenda.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, Development Task Force.
Nancy, I volunteer. Since
you want to volunteer to convene that?
Well,
okay, good.
Okay, that's okay with everybody. Anyone who's interested, send their email to me.
Okay. I didn't hear that. Who was that?
I'm sorry, Chair, for jumping in. Who said that they were convening?
Nancy.
Thank you.
Okay. Affiliates Task Force. Do maybe both of the affiliates directors can get together and convene it? Does that make sense?
Sounds good to me. Robert, are you okay with that?
Sure, that's fine.
Wonderful.
Okay. Technology Task Force. Tom, would you like to convene that?
I'll do it.
Great. Okay, then we're done with this agenda item, and
request
for information?
Will the current chairs of the standing committees be the conveners of those committees? The Finance Committee, the Audit Committee, Coordinating Committee?
I think all those committees are already on a schedule. They don't really have to be convened. They just continue.
Okay.
I mean, we're not reconstituting those committees. We're simply voting in new members.
To request that Eileen schedule an audit committee meeting. We haven't met in a while, and the coordinating committee hasn't met in quite some time, even though it may not have to meet. But I'd like to just mention that.
Okay. We'll, okay. So the next item on the agenda are nominations for the committees, and we have a motion to handle the election of committee members. And at this point, I would like to hand over the chairing of the meeting to the vice chair, Dwayne Lark. I am doing this for personal reasons, and I will remain on the meeting for a while, but I would like Mr. Lark to take over as chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. We are going to go forward as the agenda is printed. The next step, Madam Secretary, we'll be leaning on you to collate these nominations, and if we want to use any other method other than tonight, generally we have had nominations by email as well. But all the members are on the line tonight. Could you confirm that, Madam Chair? We have a full house?
No. Wally James is not present.
He's the only one?
I don't know if Ralph Pointer is here. Ralph, are you here? We have two members missing or absent. Ralph Pointer and Wally James.
Secretary, so there won't be any confusion as to the process. Have we, the PNB, established either through precedent or through motion or through standing rules a time certain for the close of nomination? Question.
Not to my knowledge. I can look over the protocols.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm communicate with Ralph because I know he got off the call early last night and maybe he didn't look at his email or something or text.
Okay, give him a call if you would.
Okay, I will.
Okay. All right. We will proceed, but before we close this meeting, we will make a determination of a certain time closure for nominations so that it will be clear to everyone. For those who do not submit their nominations tonight, we will begin with the nominations in order that you may find them in bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation. The coordinating committee, are there any nominations?
Mr. Chair, with point of personal privilege, James.
Go ahead, James.
I just want to let Lawrence know that I'm ringing Ralph's phone as we speak, and as he was speaking, and so far no one's picking up.